The state's Republican and Democratic Party conventions will be held over the next couple of weeks. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, both major parties have chosen locations in the New York City suburbs.
The Republicans go first. They're meeting in Rye Brook in Westchester County May 14th. It makes sense for the GOP to hold their convention in a New York City suburb. There is still a bastion of registered Republicans, and the GOP nominee for governor will be Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino. But the Democrats are also meeting in suburban Long Island in Melville on May 21st. Larry Levy, dean of the National Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra University in Hempstead, Long Island, says the suburbs are also important because they contain a number of independent swing voters not affiliated with either major party.
In New York, as well as around the country, suburban voters provide the swing vote in anything from president down on to village trustee.
But the race for governor is not expected to be close. Polls show Cuomo, who has over $30 million in his campaign war chest and whose family name is known to virtually all New Yorkers, is as much as 30 points ahead in some polls over the little-known and underfunded Astorino. Levy says for Cuomo, who not only wants to win in November but win big, boosting support in the suburbs is an insurance policy. He says the traditional Democratic formula for winning includes racking up big numbers in New York City, losing upstate, and holding your own in the suburbs. But he says the governor is going for more than that.
When you're playing for a big win, as Andrew Cuomo no doubt is, whether he wants to remain the so-called 800-pound gorilla in Albany or move up the list of Democratic presidential possibilities if Hillary doesn't run, he needs big numbers. So he's counting on doing well in New York. He's not counting on doing all that well upstate. And he would like to do more than break even in the suburbs.
Levy says Cuomo may also need some inoculation against the negative perception that the state has not acted quickly enough to repair damage from Superstorm Sandy. He says the governor might also be a little worried about Westchester, where Cuomo also lives in a home in Mount Kisco. It's owned by his girlfriend, the Food Network star Sandra Lee. Despite a 2-to-1 Democratic enrollment advantage in Westchester, Republican Astorino has won the county executive race twice. Also, the governor has so far this year failed to achieve passage of much of his progressive legislative agenda. Some of his fiscally conservative policies that led to cuts in state spending and tax breaks for corporations have come under criticism from left-leaning Democrats. Levy says Cuomo could be concerned that that might lower the margin he could win by among New York City voters.
Thrown into the mix is the possibility that he kind of overplayed his fiscal conservativeness and social moderation and maybe alienating too much of his city base. So the suburbs, for a variety of reasons, is becoming more and more important.
Cuomo's popularity upstate has waned despite the governor's extensive travel in the region over the past year. He championed strict gun control laws that created a backlash among some upstate gun owners. And there's also continued economic malaise in many upstate areas. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.